Blog Talk Radio.
Father great, Father mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Crossroad Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And to God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. We would like you to know today that our topic of discussion will be on anger. And you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air. We would like to just take this opportunity to introduce to you our speakers on this broadcast. They are Dr. Gloria Castor, Dr. June Normville, and Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, who will not be on the air with us on today. We want you to know that God is in control and that God has all power in his hand and that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We are getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Would you please pray with us? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do, God, today and forever. Have your way, God, even now. God, touch the mind, touch the heart. God, as we got to penetrate the souls of your people. God, ask the God to reach out, Lord God, to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. Ask the God, even as this broadcast, Lord God, Father God, is aired today, we ask the Lord God, to cause souls to be saved and lives to be changed. And for this, God, we will forever bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. We had an awesome time on last week because of the fact that we know that God is in control and that God is here to lead, guide, and to direct us. And we believe that our topic on anger that we spoke about on last week, that many people in our nation and our world today is going through a problem with anger. So today, we're going to talk about a little bit about anger. We're going to talk about the cause of anger and the effects of anger. If you remember on last week, if you joined this program on last week, we talked about Frank, who is a pastor, who was going through problems with his anger. We talked about him being celebrating his 30th year in ministry. We said that this man was 56 years old, and he had served in several churches. The church that he was now serving in was not just the church that he began serving, but he served in it for about 3 decades. He was respected by his parishioners and his denomination leaders as well. But few of them did not realize, they didn't know that the pastor who was leading a congregation of people that had to counsel people at some time or another, that had to preach the word of God, they did not know that this man of God, had an anger problem. Most of the time, Frank kept his anger under control. Although he sometimes got red-faced in his sermon, and he began to pound against the pulpit. And it looks like he had an outburst because of the sin and because of the indignation of things that the people was living. But yet, some of that had to do with his anger. When Pastor Frank had a church business meeting, we talked about how he sometimes felt the urge to explode because he was carrying so much attention, like on the inside. But so far, many times, he has kept his cool. He has hidden his real of stealing behind his pious facade. Sometimes he had a sense of humor that barely that really counter his cynicism and sarcasm. His feelings, however, weren't hidden at home. A lot of times when we go through different things, we're experiencing things, whether or not you're CEO of the company, whether or not you're an administration position, or you can be like Frank was. Pastor Frank, he had a congregation that he was accountable for. But then he also had a family. He had somebody he had to go home to every night. And these people that was in his family knew the real Frank, knew the real pastor. It was when he could not let go, when he could not pretend anymore and hide his frustration, he let it out in front of his family. He often shouted. He pounded the furniture. He proclaimed and talked about what was going on in the church, the weakness of the church leaders, and sometimes even swear. Sometimes he was very frustrated, so therefore he let it go. And in many times, he let it let all his feelings and attention go out while he was at home. He never harmed his wife or his children physically, but they all had been stung by his verbal abuse. You know, sometimes you don't have to really hit a person, abuse them physically, but you can abuse them the way you act and the way that you present yourself, the verbal abuse. And their father, because they had children, and he never harmed his wife, he never harmed his children, as we said before, but they all had been stung by his verbal abuse, and their father outbursts have convinced them, at least two of his children, that they wanted nothing to do with church or religion. And sometimes we have to be very careful how we present ourselves. We have to be careful what we say and what we do. And because God knows the real you on the inside, and the people that you live with know the real you on the inside. I don't know whether or not this man ever thought about, or the pastor thought about getting some help. Was he embarrassed to go to someone because of the fact that he was a man of the cloth, that he was supposed to know how to deal with certain things? All of us in our lives, we have different things that we need help. And I want you to know that all our help come from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. So, therefore, his children didn't want to actually go to his church or to have nothing to do with his religion. Frank, you know, I'm quite sure he was bothered by his anger. He knew some of the things that he was going through. He knew that it wasn't right. He knew that it was his outbursts wasn't right. And he often apologized for being so outspoken of with the verbal abuse that he was that he used on his family, and he did ask God for his forgiveness. After his anniversary celebration, Frank had begun to wonder if he was really a hypocrite. I can imagine him thinking that way, because he was one way at the church and he was another way at home. Have you ever seen people that way? That they're one way in the company in front of all of the people that respect them or they respect, but when they go home, it's totally so different. So after a lot of deliberation and with consideration, considering with hesitation, he decided that he would talk to someone about his anger. And so he got the older pastor in order to talk to, and it's good to talk to someone that has wisdom. It's good to talk to to, number one, God, and this bigger talk to a Christian counselor, somebody that's going to be able to help you. Somebody will give you sound advice. Somebody's not going to tell you what you want to hear, but they're going to give you something that's going to be able to help to sustain you. So I thank God that this man was able to talk to the older pastor about his hostility, which he began to pour out, you know, before him. And he, see, as he began to talk to the pastor, the older pastor, they began to, he can see how much, Frank also can see how much hostility that was inside of him. So he, just imagine him, things, sometimes you don't know some things that will cause you to do things that you are doing. And truly, you need some help, because sometimes we harbor resentment because of the demands of others. You know, sometimes, and when you look at Frank, Pastor Frank, he had the people in the church, and he was trying to run the church, and people came to him with their problems, but yet he didn't know how to handle it, and he got to a state where he resented to what he resented what he was doing. Now, before anyone, whether you're a pastor, administrator, CEO of a company, whatever you may be doing, you may be on a job working for someone, because many people do. But at the same time, I want to just to let you know that you need some help, and you need to get somebody in order to help you. Now, if you listen to the broadcast on last week, we knew and we talked about how he, Frank, was able to talk to the older pastor, and the older pastor was able to get him some help, to be able to listen to him. Because listening is a lot of what people need, for somebody to just listen to them, and that they can get the frustration out of them, and to talk about why they're going through some things that they're going through. And, you know, even later in this broadcast, and most likely it's going to be maybe on next Monday, but we want to show you some steps that you can take in order to get rid of some of the things that you're going through. Now, we also talked about the 17-year-old. The 17-year-old teenager, he was a high school, he was on the high school baseball, he's a high school baseball star. He never complained to his parents. He never got into trouble at school. He never showed anger until the night of a murder. While most of the neighbors slept, he returned to a tree-lined suburban street where he lived, and he quietly entered into the house and brutally murdered his parents and brother in what the police call a infanticide killing of bullets and multiple stab wounds. The question is, why would a likable small-town town boy suddenly explode in an outbreak of violence? His basketball court couldn't answer the question, and neither could the police, the neighbors, the pastor, or anyone else who had known the teenager. They couldn't understand, why would this likable young man, why would he do something that was so violent? Before the news of his aggressive action had spread over the pages of the newspaper and the nation, it was like, you know, no one really would have thought that this young man would do such a horrible thing. But I want to tell you that anger is an emotional state, and it is experienced by everyone, but impossible to define precisely. pain occur in various degrees of intensity, from mild annoyances or aggravation to violent rage. Anger began in infancy, and it continues to years later. You need to hear what I'm saying. And if you need to get a pen or paper, or you need to record it, or mentally put it inside of the content so you will know how to deal with anger. And it may be a friend. It could be a neighbor. It could be your best friend. It could be a parent, or just me, be you. But you need to know that everybody goes through some part, a portion of anger, but you need to know how to handle anger. Because some anger is normal, but yet you need to know how to handle anger so it would not result from something that this young man did when he killed his mother, father, and his brother. And that you don't have to go through long years of being miserable like the pastor did was. It can be, anger can be a short duration. It can come, it can go quickly, or it can be persistent for decades in the form of bitterness and resentment or hatred. Do you know somebody, someone that is bitter? You can see the bitterness on their face and on the inside. You can hear the bitterness as they speak. And you can hear sometimes how people resent other people. Or even they may say, I hate this person. I really hate him. I really hate her. So you know that this person is going through some type of anger. And if they're so persistent with it, you know that they need help. Anger may be destructive, like we see the young man did and what he did, especially when it is persistent in the form of aggression or revenge. Now, that is really dangerous when you find people that want to get revenge from because of something that has been done to them, but they carry resentment from what has happened from 5 or 10 years, 2 years, can't get rid of it, can't shake it. But it also, anger can also be constructive if it is motivated, if it can motivate it in a correct and injustice type way and creative way. Anger is aroused when we feel threatened, demeaned, or blocked in our process towards some desired goal. Did you hear what I was saying just then? Anger is aroused when we feel threatened, demeaned, put down, or blocked in our progress towards some desire. You may think somebody wants you, you have something in mind that you want to do, some place that you want to go to another level, or you something that in your mind that you have entertained for years, and then somebody's trying to block you, or you was up for to be promoted, and it didn't happen. And so you carry around the resentment, you carry around what the anger. Somebody even may have put you down. They may make comments about the way you talk, or the way you speak, or the way you look, or some part of your body. Make comments about your family. You know how you use them when kids used to grow up, and you say something about, you can almost talk about mostly anybody, but when you talk about their parent or their mother in particular, they was ready to fight. Well, we are talking about to get it beyond that anger, going beyond some of the things that we are experiencing. Usually we know when we are angry, and others know as well. Sometimes, however, anger is kept hidden, and that's what happened with this young teenager. that 70-year-old. It is kept hidden. He might have been angry for years. For whatever reason, he was smiling. He was getting along with the people where he attends school. He was on the basketball team. But something on the inside of him was hidden behind a calm and smiling facade. He could be buried someplace in the recess of our brain. It also can involve a physical arousal and that the anger person may not even recognize consciously. Anger often is anger is openly displayed. Listen, anger that is openly displayed, deliberately hidden from others or unconsciously expressed. Sometimes you do see anger displayed. People will tell you and they will show you that they're angry, and you don't have to have any doubt what's going on with them because they're going to display that anger. It is at the root of many psychologists, psychological, interpersonal, physical, and spiritual problems. Anger is. I mean, come on. You see so many people are going through things. They could be at school. They could be at the church, in the office, but they have this anger on the inside. Along with hostility, anger has been called the chief saboteur of the mind. Come on, it will sabotage you. It will cause you to do things that you in the natural would not do. But it's where you have lost control. Anger is the leading cause of misery. I need you to hear what I'm saying. I'm about to finish up for the day. I'm about to finish because we're going to begin to talk about the causes of anger and the effects of anger. But anger is the leading cause of misery, depression, insufficiency, sickness, accident, loss of work time, and financial loss and industry. No matter what the problem, whether it's marital conflict, alcoholism, a wife, a child, defiance, nervous or physical disease, elimination of hostility is a key factor in its solution. If we can just eliminate people from being angry, unhealthy anger. Anger can interfere with our ministry. We're talking to you today. Anger can interfere with your ministries and hinder our counseling, especially when counselees make up anger. Now, how can we as counselors, I know there are some counselors out there listening, but how can we as a counselor effectively minister or counsel someone else when we are dealing with anger ourselves? I mean the abnormal type of anger. There are some that have argued that the entire course of the world history has been shaped by anger and the struggles for emotional control. We're going to put a pin in this right now because we need to go to Dr. June Normill, and she is going to talk about the causes of anger. As I said before, if you have a pen or you have a paper, why don't you jot down some of these things? And we want you to not just to listen to them today, but we want to make you healthy, and we want you to know God, put God at the forefront of your everyday and your everyday experience. So at this time, we're going to talk about the causes of anger, and we're going to go to Dr. June Normill. Welcome to the Crossroads Broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Give honor to God and to everyone that listens to the sound of my voice. I give you honor today. I'm going to do a brief synopsis of what I talked about last week and to finish up on that. And my topic is the cause of anger. And it has been defined that anger is a strong emotion of displeasure caused by some type of grievance that is either real or perceived to be real by a person. Again, anger is a strong emotion of displeasure caused by some type of grievance that is either real or perceived to be real by a person. And as last week, we talked about the different displays of anger based on God himself, that he even displayed anger, but God's anger is a righteous, with no error in it, directly against evil. That's the kind of evil that God displayed. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, displayed anger. And Jesus' anger reflected the characteristics and the character and the nature of God. Jesus displayed anger when things were done injustly, and saying that we as believers and people with right morals see things that is not done right, and sometimes we display emotions of anger, and that's appropriate. But we have to just take heed, though, even instead where Jesus displayed his anger, that he did not sin. And we have to be careful, even though everyone has the emotion of anger, not to let the anger overtake us to a point that it causes us to sin and cause another responsibility to be have to be channeled based on that emotion of anger. And also we know the anger of man, ourselves, a human being, a human nature, it is sometimes we get angry about things, but it's righteous, but also it's mixed with hatred and rage. And looking back in the book of Jonah in the Bible, it talks about Jonah being a preacher who God called to go talk to the people in Nineveh, to preach to them, and it would change their lives, so they would be spared, their lives would be spared. But anger was in Jonah's heart, the preacher. You hear what I'm saying? The preacher. Everybody has the emotion of anger, but it has to be to a point that we have to know how to control it, because people's lives are at stake because of anger. If you read the book of Jonah in the Bible, it's a short book, it's going to chapter 4 to talk about anger, how Jonah displayed his. And his was just being hatred being his heart, because even when the people of Nineveh repented and their lives were spared, he was angry because their lives were spared. Ain't that something? So there's a lot of things that in people, as human nature, that cause people to be angry. Why? And you'll think they should be happy. So we know that's not of God. And things like that, it causes us to like wonder, what caused a person to be angry for something that should be celebrated, for something that can be good? But it's a lot of things that cause people to react certain ways of displaying anger that seems to be inappropriate. Even counselors like Dr. McCall was talking about, we have to be very mindful, be human, but how we display and carry out our emotions of anger, because it affects the other lives of people. People are watching, and we have to be so careful how we display anger. Even Sigmund Freud, a behavior analyst, he had said that anger comes from within a person, but no one really knows the origin where anger comes from. But we do know it's the emotion that is given by God. And like last week, I talked about, it's a true story about a boy, a little boy that he would always get along with everybody. He would get along good with everybody, and he just, his personality, his behavior was so nice. But all of a sudden, without no apparent reason that people knew at first, he would just start acting out, being obnoxious, and just carrying on, laying on the floor, crying, screaming, kicking, doing all kind of things that caused his mother just to want to just spank his little hiney, because it was just inappropriate, it was embarrassing. And then she tried to figure out what caused him to do that. Why is he acting like that? And then all of a sudden he would act like that so often, but then all of a sudden he would stop. And when he finished, he will apologize and say that he's sorry for the way he acted. But no one could understand why he was acting the way he acted. So all of a sudden, as time went on, his mother took him to a doctor. And what happened was they found out it was in his diet. When he was eating bananas, that caused him to go into a rage because of the balance and chemical imbalance in his brain of the bananas caused him to act like that. And you'll be surprised, and they were surprised because he eat bananas all the time, and we eat bananas all the time. And that simple diet, that fruit, that seems and is to be healthy for us as individuals, caused that boy to go out and act out in rage and anger. And another thing, talking about even in that little boy diet, also the cause of anger being children, it could be because of lack of healthy food. When children don't eat the appropriate and the proper well-balanced diet, it causes them to be angry. Allergic reaction or harmful substance in food your child eats could be behind the mood swings, hyperactivities, and tantrums, depression, and anger. You have to be very careful about what's in the food that we're giving to our children and make sure that it's healthy. And then again, even though it's healthy on the other side of it, make sure with doctor consultants that what they're eating is not the cause of them to be acting the way they do, because a lot of times it is a known fact you may see children running around all day and night, so hyper, just running, can't sit down, and because they've been eating so much sweet, so much sugar inside their system, into their body, so we have to be careful about that. And also, food additives are chemicals that manufacturers add to food to increase their shelf life and to improve flavor. And what we mean by the additives and the chemicals of it, a lot of things that they put in the food, it's not healthy for the body. What it is, they'll put it, inject it into the food, but to cause it to be able to endure the long-term shelf life that is inside the store for it to still be fresh and edible and to be useful for the people to purchase it. But inside those chemicals that is in there to cause it to have long life shelf, you know, to be able to be in the stores and stacked up and stored for a long time, it's giving us natural and harmful problems that could cause anger to our natural body. And a lot of times they do that too. They put additives in it too to improve the flavor, but something may not even taste well, but it's good for you. So what they'll do is add flavor to it to make it suitable and tasteful that you will want to eat it. And all that is going on, that's biological chemicals that cause the brain to cause anger to just rise up. And eating food with additives might contribute to anger in children with ADHD, and that's attention deficit hyperactivity disorders. It says studies have shown children who ate food with additives, like food dyes, it shows that they demonstrate to have the worst behavior. These children also show improvement when they ate a diet free from additives. Comfort food additives that may be harmful in general include monosodium glutamate, MSG, caffeine, saccharin, and nitrates or nitrites. Those additives in food will cause a person and children to have anger displayed. It's nothing that a lot of times we may look at a person the way they act and say they just got bad home training. They don't have any manners. In some cases, it could be. But in this case, it could very well be their diet, what's in their food. And I'm going to tell you four things you do that for adults to control your temper and anger by avoiding food. There's certain foods you can eat, and it causes adults to just go out in rages. We think nothing about it because, you know, we feel as adults, we grown, we adults, we can just choose what we want to eat. That's what is tasteful to our taste buds and feel good to our soul. But inwardly, it's causing us, it really dictates to us about how we display our emotion. And one of it could be anger, which is not pleasant. One of the things to avoid when the foods that we eat is and drink is coffee. Coffee gives a high with so much in it that sometimes we don't know where to put it all. That's just like a person, we drink so much coffee that it can keep you so hyped up and you be so much energy. And people drink a lot of coffee also, like to stay awake and everything. But inside of that, your body, it just causes rage. It causes you to be angry. It causes you to just be not a normal balance in your biological chemistry of your body. You use coffee for a different reason, but that could be one thing that would cause anger to come up. And if you find yourself being a good coffee and a faithful coffee drinker, and you see yourself not even thinking about it, and just examine yourself and look back, and you find yourself always in a sense of being angry or easily agitated, think about, have you been drinking coffee in the time limit from the time of your personality and your character has changed to be displaying anger. Also, tomatoes. Tomato is an ancient science. Arthrex says that tomatoes are a heated food which can cause anger. So that's another food that could cause anger. Tomatoes, even though we know they are vegetable and we know that a fruit slash fruit or tomato, and we know that it's good for our body, but you find yourself could be sometimes your balance and your mood swings may be adjusting to anger and being frustrated. Just examine yourself, see, had you been eating tomatoes? And then even with these things, I'm telling you, also just go to get a consultant from your doctor. But these are things that are known factors that causes anger. But not saying that may be caused or what the anger that's enraged in you, but it's just that idea it could be. Another one is spicy peppers. It can heat up the body. Avoid this heating food when it's hot outside. They say when the weather, the temperature is hot, avoid eating that type of food. Spicy peppers, because a lot of people, I know they like spicy food, but examine yourself and find out if you're always in a rage and get excited or frustrated when you get spicy food. And also, wheat and milk products. They say the main allergy response to wheat in casein and milk products can be brain inflammation. That caused to be the root problem also in rage. And also you could just think about even alcohol. It weakens the brain function and normally restrains impulse behaviors such as excessive aggression. And you also have like MSG and artificial sweeteners, things like sweetened low, saccharin, and the eating with that heightened reaction includes aggressive feeling, those kind of things that cause you to be hyped up, and you might feel a little twinkling head. Even diet products, you think everybody seems to want to go on a diet, but every item is not for everybody. You should consult when it comes to the food area from your doctor. He'll let you know if that's healthy for you and that it's going along biological with your body. And like another thing I said last week also is that learn. You can learn behavior cause us to get angry. You could be inside of a home where you've been raised up. You see a lot of frustration and anger and abuse going on. And children and people pick that up by being in that atmosphere, and they've been taught that that's the way to deal with anger, that is normal. But they see things on television. They see things in their loved ones, the people who are in the authority around them, and people pick that up as a habit that they start displaying that as being angry. Also, frustration. And frustration is an obstacle that hinders our progress or some goal we're trying to make. And a lot of times we get frustrated and we can't make that certain goal that we plan on. It causes us to be angry. That's another one. And also threatening hurt. Anger, you know, is also aroused when a person perceives that he or she is being rejected, you know, put down, ignored, humiliated, unjustly criticized or otherwise threatened. You know, sometimes we feel that others demand too much from us, and we feel like it's just too much, and we become upset and angry about that, like the pressure that's being on us. But we just want, there's a lot of other things, and so many things can be the causes of anger. We talked about last week with some of the words, and I finished it up today about some of the things of anger and also fatigue. Get more rest. That could be one thing that causes you to be quickly anger. And medications, different medications, certain medications cause your mood and emotions to display anger. All these things display anger, it has well to do with our body chemistry and the chemicals in our brain imbalances. But we also have to acknowledge God and seek peace with all men and consult our doctors when our biological body seems to be off tack, when you just are enraged and you just don't seem to be able to be calmed down about every little thing. And I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to speak to you about the different causes and effects of anger. And I'm going to leave with you again an encouraging verse from the Bible from Ephesians 4:31 say, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." God bless you, and be prayerful in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normill. We thank God. Now we have an idea as to what caused some of the causes of anger. At this time, for the next 15 minutes, we're going to be going to find out the effects. We're going to talk about the effects of anger. And we're going to go to Dr. Gloria Capster, and she is going to give us more insight on the effects of anger. Dr. Capster. Pastor is going to be coming. We are so happy to be able to be blessed today to talk to you about this most important topic on anger. It is so important that we know what is going on with anger.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, to the radio audience and the radio panel. I'm honored to be able to talk to you on the effects of anger today. And it is so important that we realize how anger can really not only affect our lives, but cause so many dramatic things in our lives when we don't think and respond with anger. Of all the things in the human heart, anger can be one of the most intense, destructive, and unhealthy emotions that we can experience. If not handled in the proper way, it can have drastic life-changing consequences. Anger may be caused by pressure of work, family, or even from being the innocent victim of another wrongdoing. Left unresolved, anger creates an intense desire to destroy something. Not only something, but can destroy a whole family, or that can destroy our lives. It is well known that a single event can cause so much pain because we don't think and we make moves without allowing ourselves to back away from situations. People do not always respond to an anger-producing situation in the same way. I want to talk a minute, too, about religion can also affect the way in which we experience and express anger. We have such things as called righteous anger and unrighteous anger. And before I go into four other points with you, I'd like to just give you a couple of examples of righteous anger. If we go to Psalms 7:11, it said, "God judges the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day." When we go to 1 Kings 11, 9, and 10, it says, "The Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, and the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he did not keep what the Lord commanded." And then just one more of those on righteous anger. 2 Kings 17:18 says, "Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and moved them out of his sight. None was left but the tribe of Judah only." Those are examples of righteous anger. And if we take a minute and go down and look at unrighteous anger, I'd like to give you Proverbs 37:8. It says, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. And then Proverbs 15:18 says, hot-tempered men stir up strife, but he who is slow to anger quits contention. So God has, he himself said that we could be angry but sin not. So many times we get caught up in situations that we don't find ourselves the strength, I'll say, to be able to pull away. I want to give you four approaches which overlap, and each of us may shift from one to the other depending on the individuals, on our perception, and on the situation. Now, holding back, number one is the first one. Holding back, this is probably the easiest but the least effective way to deal with anger. When we withdraw from a situation, we often can ignore our anger and hold back facing and expressing our frustration. Withdrawing can take several forms. Just leaving the room can help. Taking a vacation or otherwise removing oneself physically from the situation that stimulates anger. And many times people do not allow themselves to do that because they figure it makes them look weak or whatever they might think. But if you can walk away and hold back and walk away from a situation, you might can save your life or somebody else's life. Avoiding the problem is another thing. By plugging into work or other activities, by thinking about other things, or by escaping into a world of television or novels. Sometimes get a book and read, or maybe go to a particular Christian station that you like to look at. And a lot of times you can do that, and something come right on and can touch right on the situation and can calm you. And then hiding from the problem by alcohol or drug abuse or other behaviors that could be used to get back at a person who makes you angry is not always good as well. But you need to find a way to hold back and then be able to not cause a problem that will cause problems later. Hold back anger can be healthy for a while. It gives the person time to reevaluate the situation and can prevent anger outbursts and the resulting guilt. When anger is ignored, however, it begins to affect us in other ways. So holding on can cause, after a while, to explode. You can go on for years and months and years by holding anger, and all of a while, after a while, you have to get rid of it. And then sometimes you retaliate on other people who were not the ones that were the results of that particular situation. I believe today I could only do two of these, and I'm going to go to number two. It says turning inward. Sometimes people force anger out of awareness and deny consciously or unconsciously that it even exists. This can be an unhealthy way to cope with the problem. At best, the relief is only temporarily, and in time, the pressure builds up until it bursts out to create more difficulties. When anger is kept within and not expressed, there may be calmness and smiling on the outside, but boiling rage on the inside. This internal anger is a powerful force that may express itself in physical symptoms ranging from a mild headache to ulcers, to high blood pressure, or a heart attack. Psychological reactions such as anxiety, fear, or feeling of tension and depression. Unconscious attempts to harm ourselves seems, for example, in accident proneness, a tenderness to make mistakes, or even suicide. So when you turn it inward, it's not healthy, and it can destroy you and it can destroy other people. Let me just do one more point. Spiritual struggles that come because we wallow in bitterness, wrath, anger, and slander, this grieves the Holy Spirit because we're ignoring his spiritual guidance and direction in our lives. Anger, When you have anger in your heart for any reason at all, you must release it. You must get it out because it can destroy you. So the effect of anger, the effects of anger is something that we need to not harbor and hold on to. And we see so many situations that have come up, even here lately, young men killing their girlfriends or coming up with murder in theaters because they have harbored their anger, and then it grows to be a sore, and then it reaches out to harm others. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Pastor. And we just want God to continually to touch the hearts and the minds of our listeners that are listening to the Crossroads broadcast. And if you have an uncontrollable anger, every counselor that came before you today, we can be led by the Spirit of God to help you in whatever you may be going through. And I want you to know that there is a way out, that there is help. You don't have to walk around angry. You don't have to be aggressive in how you think in a way that's going to cause a danger. When you're aggravated and you're very intense and you can't get along with others and you're feeling resentful of others, you need to be able to get some help. Dr. Norma will talk to you about the food that we eat. Sometimes it can affect sometimes the emotional problems and the things that we go through, such as the young child that a mother had given it the bananas and how that child reacts, unbeknowing to her that this will cause her child to act up. So it's so many things that I know that you were able to hear today. You've heard many scriptures from Dr. Castor and some ideas that and whether or not the anger is normal or abnormal. So we want you to be able to just to see yourself in all of this so that you can be able to help someone else. We're getting ready at this time to go before the throne of grace, and we're going to ask Dr. Gloria Castor to close us out in prayer. And again, we're going to invite you to come join us on next Monday with Dr. June Normill, Dr. Gloria Castor, Dr. Rosemary Lucio, and myself, Dr. Mary McCoy. At this time, Dr. Gloria Castor will close out prayer.
Eternal and Holy Father, what an awesome and mighty God you are. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, God, because we acknowledge the fact that it's you and you alone who have equipped us to bring forth this message on anger today. We ask your forgiveness if we ourselves have done anything that have caused us to fall short of you. But as we come willingly, and we come expecting, God, that someone today have heard something that have touched their hearts, that have changed their mind, not just in a spirit of anger that they might have would have reached out and caused harm to someone or themselves, but because they have taken their anger out of their hearts and have looked to you for love. We ask, God, that if there's someone that has not accepted you today, that are unsaved, we pray that they will find it in their heart to know, as Romans 10:9-10 said, if we confess our sins before God, that he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us all unrighteousness. I'm sorry, that's 1 John. But we pray, God, that as the word of God has went forth, that someone would accept him as their Savior today. It's in Jesus' name that we give glory, honor, and praises. To God be the glory today. Amen.
Thank you for the breakthrough. We brought this as a broadcast. May the Lord bless